NissanOfAnderson.com.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, John Hyde? Filling in for Ramona, who's off on another vacation. Did I say another vacation? Another vacation? Yeah, another vacation. John Hyde, how are you?
Doing well, Walt. How are you doing today?
Good, good, good. Ramona's on vacation. So John will be with us most of the week. I think Kelly Gramlich will be in tomorrow, and that's my understanding, and John will be with me the rest of the week. You know, John, I knew it was going to be a banner day when I woke up this morning and saw at the top of my trending column that former fake wrestler and actor Dwayne Johnson was going to purchase dysfunctional, bankrupt XFL from fake wrestling czar Vince McMahon. And I knew that 2020 was alive and well. It never ends. And every day brings something insanely new. And that's just the latest. Like that has any chance of working. I mean, good grief. Okay, McMahon couldn't do it, but now protege can do it. Okay, whatever you say. It's a non-starter, but we have a million real things to get to today. By the way, John, don't your East Carolina Pirates start the college football season?
They've already been practicing. they had shoulder pads on today. They were popping.
Good, good. You need all the popping practice you can get.
You're darn right, but at least there's someone out there playing some football.
Good, good.
Getting ready for Marshall on the end of the month. Well, yeah, they need to learn how to tackle. Yeah. Offense, yeah. I'm not too worried about. Defense?
No, offense should be fine. You know, you'll score, 35 and give up, 42. Something like that.
But that margin of that point spread's getting smaller. We're not losing by 21. We're going to condense that to maybe losing by 14, 10 points. You got to crawl before you can walk.
That's right. The negative differential is getting better. By the way, way back when I started to count down about how many days to the start of college football season, and oh, by the way, it looks like it's a start on the exact day it was supposed to start. That's what we're talking about, college football right around the corner. At some point today, we're going to get into my all-ACC defensive picks in depth. We touched on it with Eric McLean in a hurried fashion at the end of, some show sometime last week.
It all runs together, doesn't it?
Right, it's as close as I can get. Some show sometime last week. You know, this Pac-12 deal is quite something. It's honestly it's quite comical. It's list of the most asinine, disjointed ransom demands ever authored by college players. It's utterly laughable, is what it is. And you know what? Even if there's some substance in it somewhere, it gets lost in the absurdities, and that's the problem with it. I mean, You know, first of all, these players are asking for 50% of the revenues, but the thing that people are missing in this conversation is they're also asking for the NIL money. I'm sorry, you idiots want 50% of the revenues and NIL money? Okay, sure. We're going to give you that. You know, and look, even if you believe that this isn't just a negotiating ploy, that it's just you're starting high and trying to negotiate a deal. I'm sorry, did I miss something? When were school revenues on the table as being dished out to players? When was that on the table? Am I missing something here? The discussion as instituted, as started by the state of California, you know, a year ago now, whatever that was, had to do with outside revenue streams, not internal revenue streams. Now you want both the outside revenue streams and the internal revenue streams? Is that it, John? Is that your understanding of this?
As best as I can gather, it's what it seems like.
They want, you know that old adage about cake and eat it too?
Yeah.
They want them both?
It seems to be that way.
And here's the problem. It's disjointed. Certainly an attorney helped with the presentation of this. There's no question about that. Attorney, team of attorneys, whatever. But they're outlandish. It's your typical West Coast propaganda. It's utterly outrageous. Everything. Now, are there some elements in it that are maybe doable? Yeah, one of which has already been done. But the problem is, even if there are some salient points in it, they're lost in the abject extremism of the total message. Because that's what it is. There would be no college sports under their scenario. They are thinking solely of themselves. They're not thinking about any of the lesser sports. This is about football. You know, and again, there are inherent dilemmas, such as Title IX. There are dilemmas within dilemmas. Like, we're very concerned about protecting women's rights to compete athletically, collegiately, but we're not so concerned with protecting men's rights to compete athletically in sports that we deem not to be worth saving. You know, why is that, by the way? Why do we protect the rights of female athletes but not protect the rights of, I don't know, the men wrestlers? How do they differ from the female athletes in their goals, in their hopes, in their dreams? The first thing we need to understand is the issue of fair market and what it means. Again, this message is bouncing up and down, or bouncing back and forth like a ping pong ball. Because at times, they're asking for fair market solutions, and at times, they are condemning fair market solutions. They want coaches to relinquish salaries. They want conference commissioners to relinquish salaries. They think that university athletics are extreme, lavish. I believe is the word that was used. Lavish. And is there some truth to that? Yeah. Here's the dilemma. Why did he choose the school you did? Well, that's right. He chose it because of the lavish facilities. But now, so when it behooved you to take advantage of the lavish facilities, you chose your school because of it. But now you're starting to think, hey, that money that went for that slide, that could have gone to me. I'm sorry. You can't have it both ways. Either you like the slide or you don't. You can't like the slide at first and then hate the slide later. You know what I mean? Look, are we engaged in an out-of-control arms race from a facility standpoint in college athletics with maybe money that could be better spent in other areas? Absolutely. There's some truth to that. How do you stop it? Well, I don't know. I'm not sure how you stop it. But there's some truth to that. Hey, I have a newsflash for you. Some of these churches also out of control in their spending on facilities. Not that it's related to sports. I drive by one every day. Every time I drive by, every 4 weeks, John, they're making an addition. It's like the size of a small county now. You know, I'm sorry. I think that, to me, sort of flies in the face of the whole idea of it and where that money should be being spent. That's just a part of real life at times. But we have players. I need somebody to explain this to me then, because every article I've read says they want 50% of the revenues and NIL. Okay, again, when the whole issue of paying players began, the focus was NIL, name, image, likeness. And I think we were moving towards that. We were headed towards that. That was the whole focus. Now, a bunch of selfish players have said, all right, we want 50% of the revenue and we want NIL. Okay, you're getting zero of the revenue. None of it. The revenue supports many of these other sports or they wouldn't exist. If we're going strictly free market, I got a newsflash for you. You can close all those other sports because none of them make a single stinking penny. In that scenario, the only sports that would continue to exist would be football and men's basketball, and all other sports would be done. And if you get 50% of the revenues, newsflash, what do you think is going to happen to all those other sports that football is carrying? They would cease to exist, other than Title IX demands it. Again, nothing to protect the men wrestlers or any of that stuff. There are inequities in the system now. They relate to men's sports that aren't football. Those are the sports that are not being protected. Those are the athletes who aren't being protected. And this list of demands is just hooey. Again, are there certain elements within it that are worthy of consideration? Yes. But they get lost in a message of extremism. A laughable message. I mean, utterly laughable. Even some of these demands like insurance for 6 years, you're not getting that. That'd be cost prohibitive. Furthermore, why should you? You know, look, here's a newsflash for you. No one's forcing you to play college athletics. Nobody. No one's making you play. That's your choice. That's your choice. Look, I've been advocating for several weeks now that we go to a one free transfer. There are some ideas within this that are fine. I did not start out of that opinion, but I have concluded, and I've been very vocal the last couple weeks on the show and on Twitter, that I think it's time to adopt the one free move. That's fine. Are there things that you can do to protect athletes from COVID? Yes. Should those things be adopted? Yes. Should there be built-in protections for those athletes? Yes. Because if the schools are going to ask that the athletes play, then you should protect them. And one of the issues is that college sports don't have a union. So they don't have anybody to fight for them on behalf of these type of things. So I do think there are elements within the original framework that have to do with the specifics of a pandemic that absolutely need to be applied. But again, I think your message gets drowned out because of the extremism. I don't remember anybody talking about internal payments. NIL had nothing to do with internal payments. NIL had to do with external payments. And now you have a group of athletes who want 50% of revenues plus NIL. You're not getting that. I don't think there's going to be revenue redistribution. I just don't. I think the entire system would collapse under the weight of that. You know, here's one more thing that I think is important, because we keep hearing this group of 400 athletes, right, John? Mm-hmm. John, you there, John?
Yeah, no, I'm here. Yeah.
We keep hearing this about this group of 400 athletes, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you know how many athletes signed the demand letter?
I do not know. Not off the top of my head now.
13. See, this is the other part of this. There's allegedly all this support for this, and this is a huge story, and, you know, 400 athletes, blah, blah, blah. Well, 400 athletes might have said, yeah, you know, I'm okay with some of that, but I'd really like to play. And the guys who signed it, 13. 13 guys signed that. Not 400, as is being portrayed. 13. And I have their names right here. And the schools they represent. 13 guys signed it. Hardly a movement. And here's my bottom line on all this. I don't think there's the support for this. I don't think there's, I think this is a vocalization of, that started based on concerns of COVID and morphed into something way beyond that as these athletes spoke to one another. And the end result is a disjointed mission statement that is just going to fall on deaf ears. And the only things you're going to get are things directly related to COVID. I don't think you're going to get anything else. And I don't think there's any support for you to get anything else. Again, you don't even have the 400 signatures of the 400 athletes who allegedly support this. You have like Trevor Lawrence saying he supports it. But you have 13 signatures. 13. I don't think 13 signatures is getting you squat. Here's what I think is going to happen. I think when the college football season starts, I think all the college football players in the Pac-12 are playing, except maybe those 13. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialists at 864-432-5050 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-432-5050 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Flattening the curve has quickly become a new buzz phrase in our daily lives. At JanPro of the Western Carolinas, their goal is to help your business stay ahead of the curve by ensuring a safe and clean environment for your customers and your employees. JanPro of the Western Carolinas performs a thorough evaluation of your business and then goes to work with infection prevention in the following manner. Using EnviroShield, an electrostatic disinfectant spray, performing deep cleans at your business, using hospital-grade disinfectants, utilizing cross-contamination prevention, cleaning with flat mops, and installing HEPA filter vacuums, which trap nearly 100% of particles. Infection prevention is what JanPro of the Western Carolinas is in business to do for your business. Call 864-458-3053. Be prepared, gain knowledge, and move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Hear what owners are saying about Thomas Beach Vacations Owner Services.
I have two properties down here. One stays in the rental pool 52 weeks of the year. The other, I can rent out 3 months of the year. They approach my three-month rental with the same commitment as they do the one across the street. Thomas Beach Vacations, they make you feel like you're part of the family.
Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Customer focus, results driven.
Looking to purchase or refinance your home? Look no further. First Home Equity Loans in Greenville is veteran-owned and locally operated, in business for 23 years. Named Best Mortgage Company in the Upstate, offering free mortgage analysis to customize loans to each individual. Competitive rates and first-class service. Call First Home Equity Loans today at 864-438-4550. 864-438-4550. Or visit them online at ourmortgageloan.com. That's OURmortgageloan.com.
The time has come for you to get your new South Carolina driver's license or ID. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about Real ID and what you need to buy your new license today. You may even be eligible to buy your new Real ID online and avoid an SCDMV branch altogether. Gather all required documents now and buy your Real ID with Gold Star at any SCDMV office in the state. Make sure your ID will get you on an airplane or into a federal building before it's too late. Visit scdmvonline.com and make the switch today.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
Welcome to the Road Rage. I'm back, joined by John Haidt. Sergeant Parsons, Capillaires, have been waiting all day for someone on radio to say this. You're the man, Walt. Only person with a pair to say the truth. Look, people have different opinions. So, you know, and I can certainly appreciate those opinions. I have no idea what's been said. I heard some of Kelly and Kwok discussion this issue, but... And I'm getting a lot of people saying, thank you for telling it like it is, Walt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, look, I appreciate that. But again, to me, this is just a group of extremists. And these are very extreme demands that are not going to be met. And that's the end of the story. I mean, and here's your choice. Those players have this choice. You can not play. You know, that's always been your choice. Don't play. No one's forcing you to play college football. No one's forcing you. You know, this issue of your injuries and your whatever. Hey, look, stay safe. Don't play. Stay safe. Don't play. You're not going to be insured forever. This isn't the National Football League. You're going to be protected while you're there. There are certain elements that maybe of this that maybe you can get. And I'm not going through that entire deal. I'm just not going to do it. Because, again, to me, whatever credibility they had, they lost it with their list of incredibly extreme demands. I mean, just laughable demands. Like I said, the first thing that jumps out at me above all else is just 50% of revenue. You're not getting any of revenue. The even California didn't suggest that. The revenue supports the other sports. You want free market. You want free market where you want it, and you want it. You want free market when it comes to you getting paid by the national, by the name, image, likeness, but you don't want free market when it comes to paying your coach or the commissioner or anything else. So you want free market where it benefits you, but anywhere it doesn't benefit you, you don't want free market. I'm sorry, that's laughable. It's utterly absurd. The whole thing's absurd. It's rendered absurd because of the 75% of it that's extremist in nature. It's just the way it is. If they were to adopt this set of demands, college sports is over. It's just over. Where's the money going to come from? The money is spent, by the way, and not every school is Clemson or Alabama. Most of them are Oregon State. And they're not living in mansions. The money is reinvested, and there really isn't anything there, and many of them are operating in the red. But now you want 50% of the revenue in addition to the NIL money. You're not getting any of the revenue. I can't imagine anybody going along with demands by the players for internal revenue sources. That has not been part of this discussion. California didn't even broach that when they originally suggested the name, image, likeness. This has been about name, image, likeness. And now it's morphed into an entirely new set of demands. By the way, there are several Pac-12 teams with no players on this signature list. Let me just say this. This article in the Players Tribune, this is the original tweet. The players of the Pac-12 will opt out of fall camp and game participation due to COVID-19 and other serious concerns unless the conference guarantees in writing to protect and benefit both scholarship athletes and walk-ons. By the way, they've already satisfied that part of the equation. So they've already done that. But this notion of the players of the Pac-12, they're speaking for themselves. And they are a group of 13, not 400. You know, in this article, let me just go back 1 second. Paul, I'm coming to you. And by the way, this is from the LA Times yesterday, which is the first place I saw the 13 signatures. Hold on. I'm looking for it. I'm scrolling. Okay, here it is. John, there are only two players on this list of 13. Well, actually, you've only heard of one because you mentioned you didn't hear of Tryon. So there are only two players on this list that are notable players. But here's a name I bet you do know, John. Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Yes, quarterback UCLA.
Quarterback at UCLA. And Dorian Thompson-Robinson said, I understand support every guy in the Pac-12 petition and hashtag we are united, UCLA quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson wrote Sunday on Twitter, but opting out is not an option for me. You all need to feel this team and I this year. Star quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson, UCLA, saying opting out, not an option for me. Not an option for me. I think that we have a group of players who had a conversation and decided they were going to change the world and somehow got some legal guidance that, by the way, which is highly suspect in my mind. And the end result is none of these demands are going to be met. They'll meet 2-3 of the least significant demands. And then we're going to move on and play football. And the Pac-12 players are going to play football. And there'll probably be about 5 guys who opt out, and that'll be the end of the story. Paul, how are you? Whoa, Paul? I know you're there somewhere, but are you hearing him, John? I hear him like in a foreign country or something.
Yeah, I'm going to put him on hold to work on his connection.
All right, yeah, work on him. Rob says, Walt, give an inch, they'll want a mile, period. Greed will ruin college football. Tex said, if they don't play, they shouldn't get the scholarship. Tex said, not looking forward to football this year. Tex said, these 13 probably cooked this up while they were lifting weights and staring at each other. That's a reference to the Miami fan rant. I like it. Texted media spreading false propaganda again on the notion of this being like some overwhelming drive. Again, did 400 players indicate that, you know, they support their notion? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Like maybe Dorian Thompson-Robinson just did. You know, like Dorian Thompson-Robinson said, yeah, you know, I support you guys. I'm playing. Yeah, I support you guys, but not enough to change anything I'm going to do. I support you guys. Yeah, I'm with you, but I'm playing. I'm with you, but I'm playing. So I'm not really with you, am I? And I don't think there are going to be many people really with them by the time college football rolls around. First of all, the time frame is laughable. There's zero chance of enacting any of this or very little of this by the time the college football season rolls around. The best that you can hope for is written protection in regards to COVID and maybe some other minuscule element of the whole manifesto. But for the most part, I mean, 95% of that, you ain't getting. I got a newsflash for you. You're not getting it. And
especially
and
the week you're opening camp. I mean.
Yeah. Right.
Do you, if you, this would have much better chance of any of it passing if you would have approached this June 1st. May 1st, I understand we were in a very difficult time back then. Kids weren't on campus or around their teammates or things like that. But from just a logistics standpoint alone, we're not enough time to make this happen.
Here's what it is, John. Here's what it is. I'm worried about COVID. I'm worried about COVID. I don't want to play because of COVID. I don't want to play. I'm really, really worried about COVID. I'm afraid of playing because of COVID. I'm very, very concerned about COVID. Please tell me you're going to protect us against COVID. And, oh, by the way, we want 50% of the revenue.
By the way, while we're on the subject, we would also like 50% of the revenue, please. Thank you.
Right, right. So, you know, at the end of the process, you get the feeling this isn't really about COVID at all. You know, this is about we want money. We want 50% of the revenue, and we want the NIL money. And again, that's utterly laughable. It would mean the end to all college athletics tomorrow. And to my way of thinking, you're not getting a penny of the revenue. No one's ever discussed that. Now, unless this provides a jumping off point for the nutcase California legislators to come back and say, oh, yeah, we got to do this too. You know, like put a new idea in their head. But up until now, that wasn't even discussed by the California legislators who initially put their plan into law. It was all about NIL. It was not about revenue sharing. That was never part of the discussion. Paul, how are you?
Just fine, Walt. Hey, what would happen if you go to WCCP and say, look, I want 50% of the profit, you know, revenue in this place. You know, what would happen? They would run you off in 5 minutes. As great as you are, they still going to say, Walt, I think we can do without you. What's going to happen till we hold these kids' feet to the fire? You know, I hate to repeat myself. I talked to Kroc about it. But when are we going to just say enough's enough? I can see the COVID thing. I don't have no problem with that. But when are we going to hold them to fire and just say, okay, we're going to revoke your scholarship because you opted out. So you just go do what you're going to do. And what is these kids going to do? You know what they're going to do? They're going to come running back right quick. They're going to say, look, I got to use the, football team to get to the pros. Like you said before, just think of the training that would cost these guys just to go somewhere and pay somebody to, you know, training. What do you say about that?
Well, look, I think they should be given a free one-time transfer. I think there's some elements within this. Free one-time transfer, fine. Protection from medical standpoint against this virus, absolutely. If we're asking you to play, we ought to protect you against any negative ramifications of this virus, regardless of what that entails. I'm absolutely fine with that. Much of the rest of this, though, is just a bullcrap money grab that you aren't getting. And the bottom line, Paul, to me, is the situation you described is exactly what's going to happen. The Pac-12 is going to start their college football slate on, I think, September 26th. But regardless, whatever that start date is, they're going to start their college football slate on September 26th, and they're all going to be playing. They're all going to be playing except for a few guys that opt out, and maybe there'll be some on this list of 13. I'll bet my bottom dollar that all 13 of those guys, though, will not be abstaining. I will bet you anything that half that group winds up playing. And exactly. And as far as the ones who don't, so what? You know, if there are 10 of you who don't want to play, good. Okay, fine. You know, go off and sell insurance, whatever.
You got the golden opportunity. A lot of kids don't have the opportunity. I know I got two boys that went through college, and I know what it costs and everything. But, you know, it don't mean anything anymore. They don't appreciate that scholarship or whatever, you know. And remember, this is the left coast is where this is coming from. So it ain't going to take long to some of those registrars and things like that get together with these kids, and they're going to try to make it happen, which I'm like you, I don't see any. That would be the end of sports, period.
There's no school, again, they bounce back and forth from where free market solutions benefit them to where they call for an end to free market solutions. You just can't have that both ways. Either you're all in on free market solution, and that is the answer. By the way, do I think players should get paid? Yeah, I think we're to that point, but it has to be an NIL pathway. It has to be name, image, likeness. Yeah. I'm not paying the male rower. And again, I think we need to, you know, there are other elements, hidden elements of all this that probably should be discussed. One of those elements is female sports have protection as they should through Title IX. Look, here's the thing. There are free market elements of college athletics. There's also an element that is not free market. One of the elements that is not free market is the protection enjoyed by women's athletics. That is not a free market solution. That is a university. That is a legal system driven response for a perceived need to allow participation and allow female athletes to participate in sport. By the way, I'm in favor of that. And the reason I'm in favor of it is I don't think this is all about professional athletics. I think much of this is about the college experience and the experience of being able to participate in sports, even if those sports don't generate revenue. But if you start taking away 50% of the revenue stream, well, you're not going to have those things. You know, it's that simple.
What you need to do, Walt, you and Mickey and Quark and Kelly and all need to get together and go, look, we think Ben's making too much money. And say Ben's making too much money. We need to cut his salary and see what happens.
Well, you know, again, I don't want to get into any of the specifics of.
Yeah, you know.
But, all right, Paul, thank you. I appreciate the call. We'll take a quick break here and we'll hopefully move on from this. We'll be back.
The drive-thru is open, and you can get 2 Cajun filet biscuits for just $5. It's bow time.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It's time to look out for those summer thunderstorms we see here in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared. With a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
The Blue Heron Restaurant, located in historic downtown Pendleton, is open for business, offering dine-in service. Enjoy your favorite menu items or that bottle of wine you've been craving. Char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, chicken wings, amaretto cheesecake, and so much more. Are you hungry yet? If you're not quite ready to dine in, call in a curbside order for pickup. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354 or 864-653-3364. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
Are you in constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Well, stop smacking yourself in the face and call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out with friends, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 864-777-7132 for more information and your $39 first treatment. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth.
Wall tip to the road rage. We are back. You know, I see this Gary Patterson story trending on Twitter. John alerted me to it during the break. And I'm going to handle this the way I handle everything else now on Twitter. I believe nothing about Twitter anymore. Nothing. You know, is there any credibility to this? I have no idea. Twitter is a place of extreme hyperbole, insane emotion, gang mentality, and very little outright truth. Propagandist material, very little outright truth. I see something written here that allegedly was from a player, and I'll just, I can't even read part of this, but it says this player is complaining and then saying they walked out of practice. They didn't have practice. Gary Patterson apparently accused the player of using the word in a meeting room. And then I see the responses. I'm reading this, John. I am reading this report off this this cricket text, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see people responding by disgusting behavior. You're so brave for coming forward and speaking out. And that's the majority of it. And then finally, some woman chimes in and says, every coach promises recruits playing time. It's called knowing the business. Two, he called you out for your use of the word, not his. He called you a brat, big deal. See, I'm not judging this. You're gonna have to prove this to me. I mean, I find this the type of normal Twitter nonsense that we see. You know, again, it says this is Stuart Mandel says explosive allegation from TCU linebacker saying Gary Patterson used the N-word twice and that the defense refused to go to practice this AM. Well, again, in the comment by the former player, that is not what he says. It's Patterson calling the player out for using that word. That is a completely different thing to me than the coach using the word. So let's get some clarity on it. before we all just go after Gary Patterson about it. Because, again, I'm seeing the typical emotional overload. Look, these are difficult times for all issues of race, and you need to be extremely cautious with what you say and how you say it. But I also think that we need to be careful about judging people prematurely. And if I'm reading the players' comments, have you seen the information I'm referring to, John? The Jordan comments.
I'm not sure. I can't remember the player's name of the tweet that I read earlier. I've read one player's tweet about it, and I saw it kind of circulate on Twitter before we came on air. But I haven't had a chance to really dive into it since we came on air at the top of the past hour.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see. I mean, this is, but as a word of caution, to all coaches, even if it is not your intent, even if you are calling a player out for their behavior, be careful about using any derivative of that word, even if you're repeating or criticizing the player for using the word. Because that's the period we are in. And you're going to get emotional reaction. I don't know what happened here, and we'll find out whether, one thing you would think, you would think that when you know somebody, that if you feel like you know them as a person, you know the kind of things they stand for. You know whether this is real or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
When you've had long-term relationships with somebody, you would think you know the things that they stand for,
mm-hmm.
who they are. And one thing you need to be careful about is disgruntled players. Players who are not performing as they hoped, that type of thing. I don't know what's happened here, though. I mean, we'll find out. Obviously, if Patterson actually did use the word of his own initiative, he should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
If he used the word of his own initiative, then it's cut and dry. He's out. But I'm reading what the player is saying. And in what he's saying, if you actually just don't get caught up in the emotion of the situation and read what he's saying, it's hard to understand why players walked out. Patterson called the player out for his use of the word. Now, again, he shouldn't have maybe not repeated the word. I guess we'll see. It's impossible to know at this early hour, though. And again, Twitter will have a conviction, though, John, by the time the show's over. I guess already does, maybe. Twitter has tried it, heard the case, and is ready to enact judgment on it before any of the facts are really known. Let's hear from all the participants in it. Let's hear everyone involved and find out what we're really talking about before we jump to any conclusions. Either way, wouldn't you think, John?
Yeah, I think that's, I know it's crazy for the Twitter world, but maybe let's get some evidence and, I'll read let's wait for an article to come out on it and, go from there.
Yeah, I want to hear from all the participants. I want to hear exactly what was said. I want to know who walked out and why. I want to know if it was the entire defense. I want to know if practice really was not held. I want to know all these things, and maybe we'll find them out, and maybe we won't. I don't know. John, you watch any Major League Baseball this weekend, John?
I kept up with it a little bit. I didn't get to watch my overall in all of Major League Baseball last place Pittsburgh Pirates. They unfortunately were not televised here locally, so I didn't get to watch my team play, but we kind of keeping up with it. Enjoying it. Glad it's back.
Yeah, I love it, except that my Mets suck as badly as your.
Well, let's no, hold on. Let's not go that far. At least you've won a couple of games, and I mean the whole Cespedes thing is kind of ridiculous, but
hey, listen. I have a pitcher, John, who is going to win the Cy Young Award for a third straight year and is going to wind up with a total win amount over 3 years of like 23 wins. Go ahead, top that. I'll wait. I got a guy.
Maybe we're just going to turn this show this week into the bad baseball team fan, you know, support group.
I got a guy. Here's the deal in my match, John. We blow like 2-6-1 leads to the Braves.
It happens.
And because we can't catch a pop-up. We drop a pop-up. And then with 5-6-1 leads, we walk leadoff hitters. This is the life of a Mets fan. I got the best pitcher on earth. I got a guy whose ERA is like 2 for the last 2-plus years total, who nobody can hit. And he can't win a stinking game. I mean, I got a guy who I believe in consecutive years has set the record for the fewest wins of a Cy Young pitcher in history. And this year, he's going to do it again. He's going to win like 4 games. And a guy who's going to be the 3-time consecutive Cy Young winner who's going to have a total wins of like 23 wins. In 3 years.
It's a team sport, Walt. It's a team sport.
And then, how about my guy Cespedes? How about my guy Cespedes?
Your guy, for sure. Yeah, it's your guy.
Yeah. Cespedes is sitting out because of COVID. COVID. You know, let me tell you how Cespedes' COVID affects him. You know, he's concerned about COVID. In like 5 or 6 big consecutive trips in a row, bases loaded, nobody out, Cespedes has struck out like 5 or 6 consecutive times in big spots late in games. And then he disappears. Okay. COVID my A, all right? COVID has nothing to do with Cespedes stepping away from baseball. Cespedes thinks he should be playing every single inning. He thinks that he should never sit, even though he strikes out in every single stinking big spot, and that's why he left. Oh, by the way, you know, most of the people who leave with COVID concerns, they do it before the year. Most of the people who leave with COVID concerns, they inform their team.
I was about to say, not at least they Cespedes. Tell somebody. Yeah.
Right. Not Cespedes. The Mets had to send people to his hotel room looking for him. You know, they were worried, like, you know, he had died in an accident. No. He had died striking out in big spots. That's where he died.
Jesus.
He died striking out in every single stinking big spot you could strike out in. And he's hitting like 160. That's not hyperbole. He's hitting 160, and he strikes out every time, every big at bat. And now he has COVID concerns. His concerns are he sucks, and he can't hit a baseball to save his life, and he strikes out in every big spot, and then he just doesn't show up. Hey, buddy, don't let the door hit you on the way out. I don't want to ever see you back again. Take your COVID and get the hell out. I don't think I've ever met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed. You haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter that impacts your well-being, so don't call some out-of-town 1-800-COMPANY and give your personal info to some perfect stranger who may or may not work with you. The solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can get your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up. David has working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws and what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program. He'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. Call for a free session. 271-7940, 271-7940,